Welcome to Unity of Fairfax, a positive path for spiritual living and spiritual center for education, practice, and service in Northern Virginia. We hope you find inspiration in this week's message.
But I'd like you to do something for me while I'm rearranging things here, please. And that is smile. Right now, please. Right now, smile. You think I can't see you, don't you? Oh, but my friends, I know that you're there. And I'm asking you to smile. And then I'd like you to take your temperature about that request. Did you do it? Did you think it was foolishness? Are you smiling now, or you do prefer to be grumpy and not smile? That, my friends, is a sign for you. And the sign is, what is your consciousness of abundance? I can't think of a greater consciousness of abundance than smiling. And that's what we're going to co-create about today, this morning, if you will. And the reason I asked you to smile was to make sure that we're all on the same page about this consciousness of abundance. This is in some ways a prosperity talk, yeah, but it's a little bit more than a prosperity talk. It's about our consciousness. It's about your worldview, if you will. Just exactly what is your worldview as it relates to abundance? Is your worldview one of scarcity? Is your worldview one of abundance? Now, some of you may say, well, I don't think I can quite answer that right now. This is an odd time. We're in this huge moment of time. And I'm saying to you, yes, and that's a huge reason for us to examine what is our consciousness, especially in relationship to abundance and to scarcity. I would like to also say to you, I wonder, and you can only answer this yourself, is do you accept the limitless love of God, which is given to all of us freely and joyously? Now, some of you may say, well, sure I do. What's not to like? And others of you may answer, well, on some days, yes, I accept it freely. I know it's there. I know God loves me. What I'm going to ask us to do this morning in our co-creation is to know it, to not intellectualize. See, when we're dealing with consciousness, we're dealing with feelings and we're dealing with the mind in alignment. And very often we walk around out of alignment. And part of what happens when we're out of alignment is the ego takes over, the mind goes off the back 40, and suddenly the mind has a mind of its own. You hear that expression? And I'm asking you today, for this time that we're together, to take a look at what is your consciousness as it relates to abundance in your world. And you may say, well, what is abundance? Well, I just gave you an example, smiling. You may say, oh, Reverend Sandy, that's just such a little thing. Oh, no, be still. It's not a little thing. It's huge. How often do you smile? And what's in that smile? It is a smile of, I really like you, or I'm happy, or is it a smile of contempt? Do you see how the feeling comes right behind the demonstration? And sometimes we won't deal with the feelings that are in the demonstration. We'll put a happy face on and smile and say, I'm fine. How's that one? That's always a good one. That is not abundance, and it's not a consciousness of abundance. It's a consciousness of scarcity. And a consciousness of scarcity is one where we are trying to, if you will, ramrod what we want, what we think, into our world. And we spend a lot of time and a lot of energy wanting it my way. That's a scarcity consciousness. And what goes hand in hand with that, in addition to I want it my way, is, oh, by the way, I'm entitled to it being my way. entitled to it being my way. I need it to be this way because I've earned it, because I deserve it, because I paid my dues. When we begin to even start to understand the message that's in the gospel, the good news, you don't have to do anything like that. If you come from a worldview, a consciousness of abundance, it's already here. It's already more than enough, as the song was sang this morning. Every gift is right here if you are ready to receive it. Many times we're not. Many times we're not because we don't believe it's all here, because it is enough. And we wonder, where's my share? How come I didn't get that? Why is the world the way it is today? What did we all deserve with this enormity of trouble we have in River City? Trouble we have in Oakton, Virginia? Trouble we have in our world? Trouble we have in my family? My friends, that is your scarcity worldview popping up. Instead of putting the energy into a consciousness of abundance, we put the energy into why me? Why did this happen to me? Isn't it awful? I had a friend the other day say to another friend, "This is the worst time in our world," and my friend shot right back, "No, it isn't. No, it isn't." And then they got into a discussion about what is and what isn't from an abundance point of view, from a scarcity point of view. And it doesn't really matter how that discussion ended between those two people. What I observed was my own reaction to the interaction. Where was I and where are you? That is the question this morning on scarcity or abundance. When we have a consciousness of abundance, we do what is known as, and I've seen people do it, you may have people in your own lives, we self-empty. We give the gifts of who we are away, and we give them again, and we give them again. We give them through kindness, through compassion, through love, through a smile, if you will. And there's infinite supply in these people who have consciousness of abundance. They never stop giving, no matter how small the gift. It may be, in many people I've met, it doesn't even occur to them. To live from abundance and an abundance consciousness means to self-empty, to give away and not to cling to one's possessions. And what I mean by that is, it's clinging to one's possessions and thoughts that no longer serve. And, you know, I used to stand up here for years and talk about, clean out a drawer, I dare ya, you'll see about clutter. That's not what this talk is about today. Yes, when you clean out a drawer and you get rid of clutter, you're giving away, you're relieving, alleviating, and forgiving and letting go of what no longer serves you. The same principle applies to your thoughts and your feelings. Are you still stuck in a feeling, in a thought, in a remembrance from years ago that no longer serves you? And you say to yourself, why am I repeating this? Why am I stuck here again? I'm asking you to answer that question with, well, where is your consciousness of abundance these days? Are you getting stuck in the drama of the day? And now it's the drama of the year and 2 years and maybe two more years. Because if you get stuck there, you are exhibiting a consciousness of scarcity. You no longer really believe that abundance is here, that there is enough for all of us, yourself included. And the abundance, my friends, is not, as you already know, necessarily how much money or how many possessions you have. The abundance comes from how many possessions can you empty yourself of? How many thoughts and beliefs that no longer serve you can you let go? Can you forgive and move on? That is a consciousness of abundance. You know, you see consciousness of abundance, or I do, in many people who have very little in the world of any tangible worth. That is not how they operate. They operate from a thinking and a feeling of, how can I help you? How can I give you what I have right where I am? And that's another aspect of giving from a sufficiency, a consciousness of, I have all that I need. And I'm going to reference, I won't read it to you today, but I reference an old book that's been around for a while, but I like to bring it back to the front of the line. It's called The Soul of Money by Lynn Twist, and some of you may have read it years ago. Read it again. Specifically, what Lynn Twist talks about is how money is a resource. Money is a resource that just moves around the universe. However, money can have a ripple effect if it's given with love, or it's given with intention of good, if it's given in the Christ, if it's given in a consciousness of well-being, of worth, of dignity and authenticity. How do you give your money? How do you give your money? And then let's take that a little bit further, another step, another broader abundance step. How do you give yourself? How do you give of yourself? Do you give of yourself? What does that mean? That means, are you fully present when you're with someone? Or are you busy making the ever never ending list, or worrying about where this will be next, or what foot goes in front of what foot, or how am I ever going to take care of that? Yes, we have to deal with these things. Yes, that's what the word steadfast means, to try and try and try again. And as Louisa May Alcott said, I'm learning how to navigate the storm. That doesn't negate the storm. There's a storm going on. What are you learning? Are you learning how to navigate your individual storm? These are questions to ponder, and they're lifetime questions. They're not just pondering questions for right now. So I would like you to think in terms of, when you have an abundance consciousness, to give away everything that you can for the good and in the good, and then give away also those things that do no longer serve you. And understand, there is enough. It is sufficient. The other thing, please, in an abundance consciousness is to understand, as Father Richard Rohr says, everything is a gift. And that may be one of those that you have to go around several times in your mind to completely understand and accept, everything is a gift. And we in Unity, of course, preach, do you see the gift? Do you see the blessing? Everything is a gift. Think on that, please. And how can you see these gifts? Well, it comes down to this. Clean your lenses. What does that mean? Well, I can be smart and say, clean these lenses, but you know what I mean. Clean the way you look at things. And here's a good one for starters. Do you see the Christ in everyone you meet? Do you see the Christ in yourself? My friends, that's at the heart of an abundance consciousness. If you do not see the Christ, we need more study. We need more work. We need more expansion of our abundance consciousness. You see, it's nice to have these co-creations, these talks, for me to stand up and say to you, this, this, and this. It's another thing for you to think on it, to feel on it, and to then know it. And you may not right away. That is our spiritual work. The other thing I'd like you to think on is the culture that we all were raised in, or at least most of us. And that includes everyone. I want to be inclusive in that. Our culture here in this country is a win-win culture, or a win-lose culture. Think about that now. Is it win-win or is it win-lose? What I read to you about the Iditarod having to come in first, we do spend a lot of time on coming in first and being the best. And we don't like to lose. What I'm asking you to do in abundance consciousness is to win-win, meaning everyone is better for your having won an expanded consciousness of abundance. Everyone matters. Everyone you come in contact says and feels, oh, wow, I either feel better or look at her. She's looking good or feeling good today. There's a smile on her face, don't you know? And I feel better for that smile. So win-win is something that is very prevalent in an abundant consciousness. I would also like you to think in terms of believing. What do you believe? And let's transfer that over a little bit more to faith. What is your faith as it relates to abundance? Do you believe that you will have just exactly what you need? Well, yes, Reverend Sandy, I do, but I need it now. Oh, there's a ticket to that, huh? A ticket has to get punched for that one. My friends, you have exactly what you need when you need it. You know that. You've probably experienced times when that's happened. And I'm asking you to live your life that way, to make it your life's mission to be a gift, and be a gift of knowing you are enough. And that brings this little message home to you, to me. Do you think you're enough? Or do you walk around saying to yourself, I wish I'd done it this way. Gosh, I'm stupid. Or why did I ever let her go? Blah, 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 blah. You see, when we do that, and we all do it in our humanity, we all do it. You are coming from a scarcity worldview. You are not in abundant consciousness. You are a child of God. You have all that you will ever want now. Do you know that? It's when we know that and we live it and we understand that our mission in life is to be a gift, that, my friends, is a hugely abundant, never-ending, infinite gift. That's the consciousness of abundance. The other part that we need to remember as we're experiencing this consciousness of abundance is, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy is the question. I'd like you to ponder that. What does that mean? Very often when we get into times of judgment, we want to be right. We are right. Never mind wannabe. I'm right. Did you see what they did? I saw what they did. I saw what they did. Now, how much energy went into the seeing of what they did? Let's take, for instance, they and me, him and her. Automatic separation. There is no separation. There is no separation in a consciousness of abundance. Hear me, please. Because our righteousness, our dirty seeing of not seeing the Christ in others, our judgment, our being right, puts us in a consciousness of scarcity. And when we are in a consciousness of scarcity, we are not serving each other, ourselves, and the God of our being. You and only you can clean the dirty lens and see the Christ in each You and only you can believe that you have all that you need right here, right now. You and only you can believe in an abundant universe. Or not. And part of you and only you is letting go of what no longer serves. If you will, just make a note after we're not here together. What is it in your belief system that doesn't serve you? What is it that makes you disturbed? Because when you're disturbed, my friends, you're not in a consciousness of abundance. You are disturbed. And very often we don't ask why we're disturbed. Or we start blaming someone outside ourselves for our own disturbance. I'm asking you, in a consciousness of abundance, to ask yourself, why does this disturb me? What is it that I'm not seeing? And my goodness, don't we have a lot of that to practice with in these times? Take a look at where you are. And I would like to, in closing, just simply say, I have a friend who uses another expression all the time, especially when I get disturbed. She'll say to me, "Sandy, don't you remember what you told me?" And then I, of course, conveniently, "No, what did I say?" And she would say, "Actually, you didn't say it. Somebody else did, but I'm making you the one." Major in loving God and minor in everything else. I had forgotten that little saying. I'd forgotten all about it. And yeah, I probably said it, and I don't know who I got it from. But when we major in God and minor in everything else, huh, what a world we would have. How about majoring in seeing the Christ in everyone, not just some? How about majoring in seeing the Christ in yourself? Ooh. Yeah, try that one on for size. How about majoring in knowing we have an abundance in our universe that never ends? How about majoring in the fact that we are loved unconditionally all the time for eternity? I was given this marvelous gift from Unity of Columbia, Missouri when I served there. And it's a tapestry. And it's a lot of pieces of material woven together, put on a frame. But it has this, and it has this wonderful essence printed on the front of it. And it says, "What if our true purpose in life is to simply treasure with wild, unfettered, loving abandon every last little thing the universe has to offer?" Oh, I would like to be able to say at the end, "I did, and I loved it all." There, my friends, is the essence of abundance. It's when it comes in everyday little things. Minor things, like a smile. It comes, it's abundance, it's the essence of who we are. It's the Christ of our being. Blessings. I'm sorry. Yes, let me also say, my prayer right now, in this moment, is peace in our world now. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into Unity of Fairfax podcast. You're welcome to join us live in Oakton, Virginia, every Sunday at 9 and 11 a.m., or view our live stream services from our website at unityoffairfax.org. We appreciate your donations to support this podcast to make our message of positive, practical spirituality more accessible to all. See you next time.